hey, let's do the show. Why not? I'm bored anyway. No, I'm not bored. I'm happily ritualistically going through my routine. No. I'm spontaneously recording to. Which one is it? My guess is you're good at both, huh? We're going to talk default mode today and give you some ideas on how to live a very structured life that'll make you happy, too. Let's do this thing. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day because life begins when you move. My mission is very simple. I want you to move. If you get up one morning and you're like, I don't want to move, what are you going to do? I don't know. You're going to get out of bed? No. You lay there all day? Well, not all day. You got to move, right? No, not really. See, it happens to all of us, doesn't it? And sometimes, no matter how good you are at whatever you do, no matter how much momentum you have in your life, no matter how good things are going, sometimes life gets in the way. Boom, you want to cry in your beer, you want to complain, you want to be grumpy, and then you kind of get a hold of yourself and say, wait a second, how do I get what I want? Well, this show kind of honors that. We honor the fact that someday you're going to get up, maybe this morning, maybe yesterday, maybe tomorrow, and you won't feel like you want to do what the things they say you want to do. But we're going to get you there, right? By the end of the show, I promise it's going to happen. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. It is a strange thing that happens. I sit here all day long. Today, I had no calls. I had no Zoom calls, no phone calls, no webinars, nothing today. Didn't speak to anybody. Went to the gym, worked out for about an hour and a half, did all kinds of cool stuff because I'm worth it. Didn't say a word to anybody. Came back here. I said, you know what? Time to record the podcast, just like they make the donuts at Dunkin'. And then my voice gets scratchy. Isn't that weird how that happens? So I apologize for that. I'll do the best I can today. It's going to be a good show because today I'm going to teach you a couple lessons I've learned along the way, and you're not going to like it. Well, some of you will love it. Some of you will hate it. I don't know which one you are. So let's talk about life in default mode.
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper, too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Do you believe in living life in a default mode? Do you know what that means? There's a myth floating around that life, the stuff you do every single day, you know, the journey you're on right to the end, by the way, the end part of the journey as well, should be spontaneous. It's really popular these days. If you watch television or if you watch social media at all, it's like, whoa, people are going crazy being spontaneous. Yeah, and I've kind of learned over my life that, okay, just wait a couple of years and see how that spontaneous thing worked out for them. No, I'm not being a negative Nelly here. I just have seen that. It's like, okay, it doesn't always work out, does it? Sure is fun, though. Oh, my gosh. Like I say, everything in moderation. A few things in excess, especially on the weekend, but got to get back on Monday. Being spontaneous is true some of the time. Not all the time. So something you may have heard me say over the years, which is really completely out of line with who I thought I was when I grew up, because I was a total spontaneous guy. I was a shock jock on the radio. My job was basically to mess you up. That was it. And get ratings, get paid for it, get another job somewhere down the road. That was it. But as life went on, I recognized that structure was key. So I'm a creative guy. I like to float in that creative cloud. But I understood that when I structured my life, when I structured my routine, when I structured everything around me, suddenly it was more creative. Suddenly it got more done. See, the structure is going to create the freedom you want in your life. You may not believe me now, but it truly works. And that's how you do it. Winging it, flying by the seat of your pants, come on. That's fun, isn't it? By the way, do you know what that means? Flying by the seat of your pants? It's an airplane thing. You should look it up and see. It really is about flying airplanes. So structure is king, especially flying airplanes. A lot of years ago, when I was studying Tony Robbins, and I love Tony. Tony's fantastic. Tony was the guy that taught me that you don't have to be like those other motivational speaker, kind of inspirational, kind of production coach kind of guys. You can do your own thing. You'll be okay. But he taught me something that I'm sure you've heard. Let's give credit to it. Not going to go all through all six of them, but two of them. These are the six traits that humans need, the six things humans need, he calls them. Fits right in what I'm talking today. That's why I'm bringing it up. Number one, he says humans need certainty. Some more than others. And humans need variety. Some more than others. Which are you? Are you a certainty person? Or are you a variety person? Now, here's the thing. Certainty is really good. I love certainty. Until variety kicks in. Like, oh, let's go do something. And then I'm crazy doing the variety stuff. They go, well, I got to get back home and get back on schedule. Get back on my routine. So there's a balance. My wife is a very certainty-oriented person. I'm much more spontaneous. In fact, so much so that I don't want to surprise her ever. So what I do is this. I say, Joy, we have something coming up that is going to be spontaneous. It's on a Saturday. I call it Spontaneous Saturday. And she knows now to plan for whatever happens. And it just works. So you get it. Structure's king. Some people are much more into certainty. They got to be sure about things. Others are into variety. The truth is, we're a mix of them. And it just depends on who you are. I'm probably 80%, probably 50% certainty. The rest is variety. But I got to tell you, I learned a long time ago something else. Happiness and success are most common among folks who live in what I call a default mode. Now, default mode to me came up about, I want to go somewhere, 16 years ago now. Maybe probably longer than that because I taught it about 16 years ago. And that's when we were doing the weight loss and fitness thing. We started this company doing weight loss and fitness. Why? Because I had lost a lot of weight. I knew how to do it. I knew how to get in shape, and I helped people do that. And one of the things I came up with was the default diet. What's that? I said, well, the default diet is the diet that you default to that you know is good for you, you know you kind of like, you know you're going to eat. And if nothing, if all the pressure and all the trouble and all the cravings you had hit you all at one time, you knew just go to the default diet. You keep the default diet in your pantry and in your refrigerator. You don't keep the Pop-Tarts there. The Pop-Tarts stay at the grocery store because you know why? There's plenty of room there and they always have them. You can go, and yes, I've had people go out at 4 o'clock in the morning to buy Pop-Tarts. It has happened. A default diet. You default to a certain diet. You default to a certain way of dressing. You default to a certain way of going to bed and getting up. You default to a certain routine. Now, you do this a lot in your life anyway, but do you do it consciously? Have you made the decision to live in a default mode? That's becoming kind of what I'm doing more and more these days, kind of digging it just for the fun of it. Why not? Basically, what this is people figure out what works and they keep doing it again and again and again and again. I've done this a long time. I do it in a certain way. We get the results consistently time after time after time. People contact me every single day. Scott, let's do it this way. Let's do it that way. You should try this. You should try that. I'm like, nope. Nope, this works. I'm going to stay with a certain thing. So living in a default mode makes life predictable for you and everybody around you. It limits decision-making and establishes continuity. That decision-making thing is cool. It's like you've heard Steve Jobs and I think Zuckerberg, those guys. A lot of people, I've just seen a lot of people do this. They wear the same clothing every single day. Why? Predictability? No. It's easy. No decision-making. They just have a routine. They wear the same clothes. They don't have to go to the store and shop. They just send somebody to get it. It reduces stress. It improves happiness. Now, you might want to think about this a little bit. So here would be the question. I want you to be spontaneous, but I also want you to get in a default mode, a ritualistic mode, and think about your life. What can you put in a routine? I'm having a really interesting time. I'm literally putting routines in place across my life, and I just stay right on them, and it's a lot of fun. It's probably going to become something I coach here later on in the year because I'm having such a good time with it. But I want you to think about it right now. What can you put on default mode? Is it your exercise? Is it your diet? Is it how you get up? Is it your work habits? Is it your commute habits? Is it how you treat your kids, your wife, your partner? What is it? But sometimes you're not quite as consistent as you ought to be, and you know you should be. You're living by a set of rules that you get to decide what rules they are. What are you following? And why in God's name, if you decided to do it because you're the boss of you, would you not follow your own rules? If you're going to follow a man-made rule, follow your own. Don't follow anybody else's. If you're following not a man-made rule, then you should be. Higher authority, right? But when you make your own decisions and you follow your own decisions, your own defaults, you're going to succeed in a big way. All right, help people with this every single day in my coaching calls. It's pretty amazing. I work with a lot of really smart people. They're smarter than I am in so many ways, but then sometimes I just get them. I don't know how I do that. It's just a magical thing. But usually it's this. I get them back in a simple little thing like I taught you today. It changes their world. They make more money. They're happier. Life is better. So think about it today. You have your homework. I have no idea what's happening tomorrow. I do know this. After doing nearly 5,000 episodes, I'll be back with something. That's just the way it's going to go. Because I don't break the chain. See you tomorrow.